Brad Treliving has spoken out on his recent trade acquiring Ilya Lyubushkin from the Anaheim Ducks, and he had a lot to say, including revealing his future trade deadline plans regarding whether he's going to look to acquire another big splash and whether he's willing to give up that first-round pick that he still owns. So I'll break that down in this episode, as well as Lyubushkin. He had some stuff to say about joining Toronto, and he seems very happy to be here. So stay tuned for all that in this episode. But before we do, a quick reminder, hit the subscribe button. Run the road to 7,000. Your guys' support's been unbelievable as we produce daily content, especially now because the trade deadline is approaching, Darius. And let's just get right into the first topic of the day today, which is Treliving reveals his trade deadline plans and kind of speaks out on what it took and what the thought process was and the whole plan behind the Ilya Lyubushkin trade. Now, Darius, I've had a couple days now to marinate it. I'm getting, you know, happier and happier about the move the more time that goes on. Here's what he had to say. So there was a lot of things we'll get into, and I'll kind of just fire him off here. This is the first one. Brad Treliving says the Leafs are going to be as creative as possible to address other needs ahead of the trade deadline. They were asking him some hard-hitting questions about what his plans are going forward before Friday's, ahead of Friday's deadline here. And this is the big one. So let's get right into it. It's about dealing the first-round pick. Brad Treliving says the Leafs are open to dealing it and says, quote, "I think you got to be careful with first round picks for short term help, but if it makes sense at the end of the day, when you do the final analysis, you have to look at every option." Now, Darius, what are your thoughts on this? Pretty, I know, a bit secretive there, but I keep thinking about Noah Hanifin. Who knows if that trade is going to go through, but first round pick, what are your thoughts on what he had to say here? And I guess the, his thought process behind the Lyubushkin move, which we're going to do.
I saw something this morning where somebody was like, "Hey, why don't you just go out and trade for Hanifin, even if you can't retain him like past this season, just to make sure Boston or Tampa or somebody else doesn't get him." And I thought that was interesting. I don't know if that's smart, but I thought that was a very interesting way of looking at it. Treliving also said yesterday that acquiring Lyubushkin gives them a body at a position that they needed to address, and it still allows them to seek other options and opportunities over the next week. It's not just reporters saying it now. Brad Treliving, the GM of the Leafs, has come out and said they're looking at other options. They're going to add more. That is super exciting. There is a lot at play too. There's a lot of salary cap implications too. The Leafs are keeping three goaltenders on their team. Not a lot of teams do that, and I don't think the Leafs have ever really done that, not at least in recent memory. So there are a couple options that they could do. Yarncroke's coming back off of LTIR. I know Giordano just got hurt, so they're going to have to shuffle around with the cap a little bit. There might be a player coming out. Timmins might end up getting traded to make the salary cap work. It's going to be very interesting. Gregor hasn't played in quite some time. He's going to be scratched again tonight. So it's going to be interesting to watch what the Leafs do, because I think somebody's going to have to come off the roster in the next week as well. Who that is, we don't know. It could be Gregor, like I just mentioned, but somebody else is coming in. That's exciting if you're a Leafs fan.
Yeah, I mean, another move is definitely coming. And here's what he had to say. You mentioned it. Brad Treliving, the addition of Ilya, he said, "It gives us a body at a position of need and allows us to still seek other opportunities over the next week." And he also mentions familiarity, his ability to kill plays and deny the blue line. Like, I mean, we've known this. You can see his stats. I popped him up. This is the third time now in three videos. Like, he's not an offensive defenseman at all. He's not going to provide anything for you. Can't move the puck whatsoever. But what he's going to do is what you just mentioned and what Brad Treliving has mentioned. Play defense and at least give the Leafs a right-handed shot defenseman that they so desperately needed. Playing Mitch Marner at defense, I don't know how much longer that's going to even be happening, if ever, again. But I'm happy with the move. Again, the price was a little bit steep. It was still a third and the sixth round pick. But if another move comes that is bigger, and this is kind of a complimentary move that they just needed to make first, I like it. If this ends up being their only move, the deadline, there's probably going to be some room for critique there going forward, I would say.
Yeah, and I just don't think it's going to be their only move unless something falls through dramatically. I mean, he came out and said it yesterday that they're looking at other options, so that's going to be great. And like you said, the more and more I sit on this trade, the more I like it. I think he's going to be a good player for the Leafs. He's exactly what they need, and he does everything that they need well. Like Treliving said, he's one of the best, and he was the best at the time he was on the Leafs at stopping plays at the blue line. He was the best player on the Leafs roster at doing that, so that's something, you know, you can't really go out and acquire elsewhere if he's the best doing it on your team. That was a great stat, right? That's also a stat that you don't really have in the public eye. We can't really read off charts. You can't look at his like HockeyDB page and get that, right? So he's going to do things for the Leafs that are good. He also brings vibes. The vibes are high right now, and all the quotes coming out this morning. One of his closest friends is Ilya Samsonov, now the goaltender for the Toronto Maple Leafs. At the time that the Leafs got Lyubushkin the first time, he wasn't with the Maple Leafs, Samsonov, that is. And they asked him this morning about that, and Lyubushkin said, you know, he smile. See, he walks around and smile. It's nice. That's a direct quote. And he's just happy to be back. He said he's happy to see all the media again, which is crazy. You know, so many people have bad things to say about Toronto and the Toronto media or most people when they play here, right? So the fact that he's just bringing, you know, the happy vibes and he's just happy to be here and ready to get going, I think that's a great thing too. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I can just quickly get into it. He spoke out on joining, and especially Samsonov, there's a lot of familiarity there, and you can't really get that with many other players. And he said, "Oh my God, I miss you guys." Ilya Labushkin returns to the Maple Leafs lineup after trading, excited to play. And again, he played horribly with the Anaheim Ducks, really. There's no doubt about that. But if he didn't want to be there and he didn't enjoy it and the team is horrible, the team sucks, all this, now he's back with his friend. He's back with the team he's familiar with, his coach, a lot of the players, obviously. It was only a couple years ago. We're still there, a lot of them, especially the core guys. He could maybe step up and do what he did in 2021 or even last year with the Sabres, where he's a very solid, not elite, but a solid defensive defenseman. And I'm all in on Ilya Labushkin here, and he seems very, very happy to be a Toronto Maple Leaf. And Darius, I do want to ask you this for a second here. He mentions Brad Schilling being the first round pick. What players that come to mind would you actually be willing to give up this first round pick for? A bit on the spot, but like Noah Hanifin, there's not many actually available, I feel like, that the first round pick would be willing to give up for. Because I mean, we saw the Jets give up a first for Sean Monahan. We signed the all these other trades, the Elias one a while ago. Do you have anyone in your mind that could think?
I do like Noah Hanifin as a player. It's just the fact that if he doesn't resign, I wouldn't touch that, right? But there, I think for the first round pick to move, I know he mentioned it, but for the first round pick to be in play, I think it has to be somebody out of left field, like somebody we wouldn't expect, who's a big name. And we just don't see that floating around. There's no rumors. Maybe he's working on it. None of the insiders know anything about that, but I think it's going to have to be a huge fish, like something you would never expect. Because otherwise you just keep that first round pick. You are trading a lot of picks. They don't pick till the fifth round, next year. That's, hold on to your picks, right? If you don't absolutely have to make a trade. So I think they can add something else that isn't a huge fish, but if they're going to get rid of the first round pick, it better be a huge fish. Cause like we saw, Tanev was valued at a first round pick and they didn't get that for him. Right. So I think it's going to be, they're going to, I think that they would hang on to their first round pick, but I've been wrong before. So we'll just have to see what happens. But I think for the first round pick to leave would have to be a huge fish. It would have to be something we were not expecting.
Yeah, we've seen lots of different names. Sean Walker is one. I don't know if you thought that he would be one that maybe like the first round pick is valuable. If the players that are coming back for first round picks around the league are very high level players. Hanifin is one. If you can maybe get an extension in place, if you can't, then maybe Brad Schilling, like you mentioned earlier, blocks it from other teams, the Bruins, all these other teams that are competing with the Leafs. Do you give up the first to kind of block them from getting him if they are deciding to trade him, and then you just hope that you can re-sign him? That's the question. They didn't want to give up their first-round pick for Chris Tanev. They ultimately pivoted for a third-round pick, and they don't have any second-round picks to even package, so it makes it a bit hard to do a big trade there. But any quick final thoughts before we wrap up? It's very interesting, but Ilya's happy to be here. Brad Schilling revealed that a trade is definitely coming, which we kind of expected anyway, but it's nice to hear from him and not just rumors.
Yeah, I think where the team is at, though, and Brad Schilling, I think not stand pat, but, you know, just make another depth move. I don't know if you want to trade that first round pick. Like I said, it would have to be something worthwhile. I do like Sean Walker a lot, personally. I just don't know if throwing your first round pick into the sun for a rental or a player like that is a good move long term, right? You do have to still think about that a little bit. And one last thing I'll mention about Labushkin is I did see a tweet. I wish I remember who it was from. But he said, you know, he was terrible on Anaheim, although he was really good on the Sabres and he was good on the Leafs. And when he starts throwing the body around and destroying guys, I'm going to be making caveman noises. Yeah, come on, like Ryan Reeves, you know, with the fight the other night, and everyone's just like, you know, freaking out. So that's going to be fun to watch. He's not going to score any big goals or anything, but he's going to lay guys out and he's going to play physical. And that is the hockey that Toronto Maple Leafs fans like and want. And he's going to bring it. So it's going
to
be fun.
And you didn't have to give up too much for him, at least not our first round pick. But that'll wrap it up. Let us know your thoughts on this, and let us know what move you think Brad Schilling is going to make next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.